Reading today is on page 1174 of the Church Bibles, or Ephesians chapter 2. So page 1174, or Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Good morning, sorry. I've just had a very funny experience, which I'm going to share with you. I had sent my talk to Nico's iPad so that I could do it from there, but it didn't send as a right attachment. And the only way of getting my talk was going home and coming back. So I'm glad that I'm here in time. And I'm just going to use my laptop. So, as you guys have been seeing from the puzzle piece, we have been on a journey with Jesus throughout the summer. Oh, before we forget, sorry, I nearly forgot. We've got some coloring sheets and pens for the children again, so you guys don't have to sit and listen the whole time, but you get to do some coloring as well. I think Millie's going to bring it from the back. Thank you. Okay. So we have been going on a journey, traveling with Jesus, and today we are thinking a bit about when Jesus takes us to new places. So when Jesus shows us that he's got good works that he has planned in advance for us to do, I want you to think of one new thing that you've done, or one new person that you've met, or one new place that you've seen in this past week. Have a quick little think. A new thing you've done, a new place you've seen, or a new person that you met. And then I want you just to quickly turn to someone next to you and just tell them quickly about that new thing that you've seen or done or person that you've met. Let's just share that with each other. I wonder, how did it make you feel? Now, often when we think of the future, there are lots of new things that lie ahead of us. Plenty of good works that God has prepared for us to do. I've thought of a few things that are kind of new. We're going to look at a couple of pictures. It could be that we're going back to school. So we're facing a new term at school or maybe at college. It could be that we're going to have a new job. Or maybe there's a change in your job. Or maybe you're making new friends. Or maybe you're learning new skills. Like this baby. Or maybe you might be moving to a new house or a new home. Or maybe you might be meeting new family. Now, when we think of all these things, we can sometimes feel a bit afraid and a bit nervous, especially if we haven't done them before. Now I want us to look at our theme for today. Let's look at the following sentence. Jesus takes us to new places. I wonder, when you read that sentence, which word jumps out at you? Well, when I read it, the word that jumps out to me is new. Jesus takes me to new places. But I want us, instead of focusing on the new, to focus on Jesus. Who's taking us to new places? It is Jesus. And when we do new things with Jesus, or we go to new places with Jesus, or we meet new people with Jesus, then these new experiences can become new adventures. And who doesn't like an adventure? Anybody who doesn't like an adventure? I think most of us do like it. Now, I wonder, who has seen the movie Inside Out? I'm really hoping quite a few of you have seen it. Or if not, you might want to see it, because we're going to watch a video clip. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about it before we watch it. So Inside Out is a movie about a girl called Riley. And Riley was born in Minnesota. And within her mind, there are five personifications of her basic emotions: disgust, fear, joy, anger, and sadness. And inside her mind, they are basically controlling her emotions. It's like they've got a giant console. And as she grows up, her experiences become memories. At the age of 11, Riley and her parents move to San Francisco for her father's new business. Unfortunately, Riley has poor first experiences. The new house is cramped and old. The moving van with all of their belongings was misdirected. Her father is under stress from his business, and a poor encounter at a pizza restaurant leaves her a bit disheartened. Lots of things happen within Riley's mind headquarters, lots of emotions, and eventually Riley decides to run away, to run back to where she grew up, because that's where the good memories were made. And so in this video clip, we pick up from the point where Riley decides, I'm going to stop running away, and I'm going to go back to my parents. And as her parents comfort her, the emotions of joy and sadness work together, creating a new core memory. A year later, Riley has adapted to her new home. She made new friends. She returned to her old hobbies, but she also adopted a few new ones. And just like Riley went on a journey with her parents, we can go on a journey with Jesus every day of our lives. Sometimes we'll feel like we don't want anything to change, and we just want to stay where we are now, because it's what we know. We don't want to do the good works that God's got planned in advance. At those times, it is good to remember. Just like Riley remembered her good childhood experiences, we also should remember the past, because that's when Jesus saved you. That's when he delivered you. And that's when he was always there. Remember his promises and the fact that God is a promise keeper. You can trust him. When we remember and trust that Jesus always has been and always will be on the journey of life with us, even after death, then according to his promises, tomorrow doesn't have to scare us. Tomorrow can mean, let's make new memories together. Amen.